This podcast, thanks to Squirrel Super. No kickbacks and no commissions. Self-managed super is easy with squirrelsuper.com.au.
This surely is a seminal moment in the foreign ownership debate, if indeed there is a debate. I mentioned last month that the massive S. Kidman and Company pastoral empire is for sale. The sale will be by tender, and it's being handled by the advisory firm Ernst & Young's Adelaide office. An information memorandum giving a financial and operational appraisal of the assets will be issued in the next 2 weeks. Sydney Kidman, the legendary cattle king, would be spinning in his grave. At stake is the future control of Australia's biggest pastoral land holder. S. Kidman and Company own 103,000 square kilometres of pastoral land, equivalent to the combined land area of Ireland and Wales. The company is Australia's third largest cattle owner. So, are we going to allow this vital national asset to be sold to foreigners? Are we going to allow a foreign outfit to become Australia's largest single land owner of magnificent agricultural land? Sure, under new rules, any proposed sale to foreigners for more than $15 million will require Foreign Investment Review Board approval. But when has the board ever said no? And would Joe Hockey exercise his power to block a sale to foreigners? It's unlikely there are Australian buyers with enough loot on the horizon. Our cattle industry is still in survival mode after years of drought and the rubbish of Gillard and the ban on live exports in 2011. So this event must surely crystallise the issue of foreign ownership once and for all. Will we be drawing a line in the sand?
This podcast, thanks to Squirrel Super. No kickbacks and no commissions. Self-managed super is easy with squirrelsuper.com.au.